Remember that old adage saying, early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise? Well, there's a lot of good common sense to that bit of philosophy, so I'm sure you'll agree. Yet there are times when we like to stay up later than we know we should. And while we're at it, we're liable to eat and drink unwisely, too. All the more reason, then, that you always keep a package of Alka-Seltzer tablets handy, ready to help yourself to fast relief for the headaches and the minor stomach upsets which frequently follow such good times. So if you haven't any Alka-Seltzer tablets in your home now, be sure to get a 30 or 60-cent size package from your druggist before the weekend starts, because you may want the fast, friendly relief it offers after the weekend's over. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, astronomers Edards and Sloan are working hard to raise money for their proposed observatory. They've selected a hill near the schoolhouse as the site of the observatory, and Professor Sloan has already drawn up a set of plans for the building. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store library. Abner is looking at the drawings. Listen.
Oh, so these are the plans for the observatory, huh?
Yeah, Professor Sloan wrote them up last night.
Dog, is he sure getting things did in a hurry, ain't he?
Oh, yeah. Well, he wants to get everything built in time to study the next eclipse of the sun.
The next what?
Eclipse. You've heard of them.
Oh, yeah, that's where you take a piece of smoked glass and look at it, ain't it?
Yeah, everything gets dark in the middle of the day.
Yeah, what causes them things anyway, Long?
Well, it's right interesting. According to Professor Sloan, that's when the moon gets in betwixt us and the sun.
Well, the moon does. Why, it ain't out during the daytime.
Well, it is when there's an eclipse going on.
Oh, just sort of gets out there by mistake, huh?
I reckon so. Hand me a couple of apples there. I'll show you how it works.
Apples?
Yeah, Professor Sloan done it with oranges, but I reckon apples is just about as good.
Now, what has apples got to do with the eclipse, Long?
Just get them for me. I'll show you.
All right. I still think that professor's a little touch, though. You want ripe apples?
It don't matter. Any kind.
Well, these do?
Yeah, them are fine.
Yeah, now let me get some glass here and smoke it.
Well, you don't need that with my eclipses.
Oh, I don't, huh?
No. Now, watch here. We set them down on the counter this way.
Yeah.
Now, this is us over here.
Hmm.
And this is the sun.
Well.
And this other one's the earth.
Well, how can you tell which is which? Well, they look just alike to me.
Well, you just got to remember which is which.
Now
then, I'll use my watch for the moon.
That's an awful flat moon, Long.
Oh, well, that don't matter. Professor Sloan used his watch for the moon. It worked out all right.
Well.
Now then, you see, while the moon's going around the earth this way, we're going around the sun like this.
Going around the sun?
Yes, sir.
Why, we don't do that, Long. The sun goes around us. I've saw it a million or a thousand times. It comes up right over there. And then goes right across the sky there and goes down right over there behind Ezra Seastrunk's house.
Well, it just looks that way, Abner.
Huh?
Actual, we're going around the sun.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, Professor Sloan showed me where it told all about it in a book.
Well, I do know. Now, when did they start that?
Well, it's always been that way.
That dog is, we've been on a long trip and never noticed.
Yeah, well, anyway, the moon's going around us like this here.
Yeah, wait a minute. Long, just a minute. There comes Cedric. He ought to learn this, too.
Oh, yeah, it wouldn't hurt him none to learn a little something.
Yeah, help the boy out all you can. Well, howdy, Cedric.
Wonderful world.
Doggies, you're just in time to learn astronomy, Cedric.
Well, I ain't got time for that now, Mr. Abner. I believe I found a way to get into the Army.
Well,
but I got to hurry.
The Army?
Yes, Mom.
Oh, why, you've already been turned down, Cedric. You're 4F.
Well, that was for being a soldier, though. This is something a little different, I think. This is for skilled technicians.
For skill what, Cedric?
Well, I don't know what it is. Tell us about it in this folder here. I got it from Mr. Douglas.
Douglas?
Yes.
Oh, the feller that runs the garage back of Frank Foster's place there, huh?
Yes, well, he's enlisting in whatever this is.
Well?
He says this might be the last chance a feller's got to get a job in the Army doing what he already knowed how to do. I hope I said that right.
Well, is he going to keep on being a mechanic after he gets in the Army?
Well, I reckon so. I know that's what I'm going to do.
Well?
Let's see that folder, Cedric. You more than likely got this all mixed up somewhere or other.
Yes, Mom, here it is, right here.
The Army Air Forces, Signal Corps, and Ordnance Department urgently need 100,000 skilled mechanics and technicians.
100,000? Why, Douglas Cedric ought to be able to work himself in there if they need that many, surely.
Without these mechanics, our tanks, planes, radios, mechanized artillery, and our fighting men will necessarily be handicapped.
Handicapped?
Yeah, that means all them things ain't no good unless we got fellas that knows how to repair them and keep them working right.
Oh, I see. All right, Douglas, that is important, ain't it? Got to keep them running, sure.
Sure. Awfully important.
Yeah, but
no wonder they need so many of them.
Well, does it tell whereabouts Cedric can go and enlist?
Well, wait a minute. Cedric ain't no skilled mechanic.
Oh.
Oh, yes, I am too, Mr. Long. Mr. Douglas, he got in, and I worked for him in his garage 2 days last week.
You did? Well, was you fixing cars, Cedric?
No, Mom, I was just sweeping out.
Oh.
Well, that don't make you no skilled mechanic, Cedric. I reckon you'd better just forget all about this.
Yeah, well, now, wait just a minute, Long. Look farther down there. See here? Right there. Don't that give a list of fellers that can get in there? See there? It says sheet metal workers and...
Yeah. Sheet metal workers, diesel and radial engine mechanics.
Yeah, what's them anyway, Long?
I don't know, but I know Cedric ain't been none of them.
No, Mom, I don't believe I have neither. I don't recollect it if I was.
Tractor experts.
Now, he rode on a tractor once. I seen him.
Well, he can't repair them, though.
Garage
mechanics, electricians, radio operators.
Well, I can do that all right.
Radio operators?
Yes, Mom. I can operate our radio at home, I know, with my left hand, too.
Well?
I can get any radio station around here on it.
Can you sure enough, Cedric?
Wait a minute. It don't mean operating them that away, Cedric. Anybody can do that. This means you got to know what's inside of a radio.
Well, I know that, too. There's tubes in there. I've done looked.
Yeah, but what do the tubes do in there?
They light up.
All right. What do they light up for?
Oh, I don't know. I reckon they light up so the other parts in there can see what they're doing, maybe.
Well, good for you, Cedric. I feared you never knowed that.
Well, he don't know it.
Huh?
That weren't the right answer.
Huh? Well, what is the right answer, Lon?
Huh?
Oh. I say, what is the right answer?
Well, I don't know, but I know Cedric can't get in as no radio operator.
Well, what else they got listed there?
Oh, telephone and telegraph man.
Well, now, Cedric can talk on a telephone.
Yes, Mom. Except when I'm talking to girls. I ain't no hand at talking on the phone to girls. I get mixed up, sort of. I don't believe I'd like to do that.
Oh, well, Cedric, if you get in the Army, I don't think you'll have much time to talk to no girls. I reckon he could get in on that telephone thing, Lum?
No, of course not.
Oh?
You have to know more about phones than just knowing how to talk on them.
Well, what else is there to know about a phone?
Well, there's no use going on with this. Of course, there's things like watchmakers and all that.
Watchmakers? Oh, I believe I could do that.
No, you couldn't, Cedric. Can you take a watch apart and put it back together again?
I don't know, but I'd sure like to try it once.
Well, I believe he ought to have a chance at some of them things, Lum. Special with the Army needing all them technicians.
Wait a minute. Cedric couldn't get in no ways. Listen to this.
Huh?
It says they have to pass the Army physical examination for field service and an aptitude test.
What kind of test was that?
Well, I ain't for sure, but I know Cedric couldn't pass it.
He couldn't
even get out of the third grade.
No, I know.
I think it's some kind of a test that tells what you're fitted for and how smart you are. I could more than likely pass it myself.
You could, huh?
Oh, sure. Granny, I wonder if I could get into this thing.
You ain't none of them things in that list, Long.
Yeah, but you know how fast I pick things up. I could more than likely learn any of them things overnight.
You could.
And listen to this. Quick promotion to non-commissioned officers with commensurate increases in pay.
What kind of increases?
Big ones, I think.
Here
is an opportunity to do the work you can do best where it is most needed.
Hmm.
Grannies, I believe I'll go right to the Army recruiting station and... wait a minute. No, I can't neither.
What's the matter? Are you too late?
Yeah. No, too old.
Oh, same thing.
18 to 44, it says here.
Yeah.
Or you can be 49 and join the Army Air Force if you're physically qualified for limited military service.
Uh-huh.
Dad, blame it anyways.
Well, I don't believe you could have did none of them things no way long.
No, maybe not.
Uh-huh.
Well, Cedric, I reckon neither me or you either one. Cedric? Whereabouts did he go?
Huh? Oh, there he is, sitting over at the library table. I reckon he's studying up. What you doing, Cedric?
Well, I'm working here, trying to prove to you I can enlist in that.
Oh, well.
Well, don't try too hard, Cedric. You give yourself a headache.
Long, finish playing about that clip business now.
Oh, yeah, let's see now. Where was we at here?
Just taking a trip around the sun.
Oh, yeah. This apple here is the sun. And this one here is the world, or the earth, Professor calls it.
Whereabouts are we now, Long?
Oh, about right here, I reckon.
Right there?
Mm-hmm.
Why, we couldn't be there, Long. We'd fall off.
Well, they got ways of making you stick on.
Long, if I was way down on the side of the world like that, I'd have to hang on to something.
All right. We'll put us up on top.
Get us up there, because I ain't holding on.
Now then, the moon comes around. Wait a minute. Where is the moon?
Huh?
Whereabouts is my watch?
I don't know. Sitting right there on the counter a while ago.
Granny, I hope I never dropped it on the floor.
Oh, we would have heard it, Long.
Doggone it anyways. I reckon you're right, Mr. Long.
Reckon I'm right?
Yes, Mom. I can get this watch all apart, but I'll be doggone if I can get it back together again.
You know, it's far better to be safe than sorry, as the old saying goes. And how true that is, especially where your health's concerned. And if you want to play safe and not be sorry, you'll start right now to build up your body's reserve of vitamins A and D. You're going to need this important vitamin protection during the long, hard winter months ahead. So start now to take one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablets. Just take one-a-day tablet once a day, and you'll have the peace of mind that comes with knowing that you're getting not simply your minimum daily requirements of these two important vitamins, but actually 25% more. Think of all that vitamin A and D protection in just one-a-day tablet. You'll find them mighty pleasant to take, too. There's no fishy, oily taste or aftertaste, even though each tablet does contain the same amount of vitamins A and D as 1 1/2 teaspoonfuls of cod liver oil, meeting minimum USP standards. Now, one-a-day A&D tablets are really economical, too. They cost slightly over a penny a day when you buy the large family-size package. But for your own protection, be sure your druggist supplies you with the genuine one-a-day brand vitamin A&D tablets. They're made by Miles Laboratories, the makers of Alka-Seltzer, and their vitamin content is guaranteed. By the way, ask your druggist, too, for one-a-day brand vitamin B complex tablets. That's another great vitamin product of Miles Laboratories.